Follow us Twitter and Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. Yesterday, our company got together at 1 o'clock. We had a little party, a little Halloween get-together. We were encouraged to dress in costumes, and I was the only one here that dressed up. I was like Bob Ross. You can see that on my Instagram. It's Joe Pesh Radio. And Alex didn't dress up. Live the Web Girl didn't dress up. Pork Chop didn't dress up. That's not what my contention or anger is. My problem is yesterday that I got hosed during the company contest for like the best Halloween costume, because they were giving out money, they were giving out Pacers tickets, they were giving out Colts tickets. Yep.
That's lit.
It would have been lit, but guess who came in fourth place?
You.
Me. I didn't get anything. It's not funny, producer
Porkchop. It's actually hilarious.
What?
Because the way you were standing up there, you looked like a virgin.
What?
like you were just standing, like nobody clapped for him.
Oh my
god. Well, it was based on noise. Who had the best costume? And there were some other ones that like they put more effort into it. No offense, Joe. All you had to do is wear a dress shirt and a wig and jeans. Like
I'm sorry. You know what? I put the horse before the cart, or the cart before the horse. The person I'm upset with too, let's start out there. And I'm sorry because I hear his daughters who are lovely listen to the Joe and Alex Show. But I'm upset with somebody in sales. His name is Jason Hunter. He's one of our big sales bosses up there. And what happened was this. There's four people there. And he's like, okay, the first three people go on the fourth one. Then he magically says, oh, hey, you can only clap once. So guess what? Then he's like, and here's Bob Ross. Guess what happened then?
What?
Absolutely nothing.
Yeah, because your costume wasn't as good as everyone else's. I'm sorry, but one of our coworkers dressed up as Coco from the movie Coco. Or not Coco. Sorry. I don't know what his name is.
As the main character from
Coco. Yes. And he had the makeup and the whole fancy Mexican outfit and all this stuff. I mean, it was like really amazing.
Incredible.
And you, like I said, jeans, a wig, and a dress shirt. Sorry, but that just isn't.
I painted the palette. I was Bob Ross if he let himself go. Okay?
It was cute. I think it was festive that you dressed up and everything for the party, but your costume just wasn't as good as some of the others.
And it was so awkward. You were just standing there with your shoulders drooped, just sad as no one was
like
clapping
for
you.
Nobody made sound. Listen, you know how loud? Here's the thing. The crowd got so loud the first go around with the first like 12 or 15 entries. Then there, he said, no clapping twice. So then nobody clapped for me.
Because everyone
and then
clapped.
You bust out, I don't know what it was, a breathalyzer or something on your phone.
No, I have a decibel reader on my phone.
That's lit.
And I guess I could have busted it out before you got eliminated.
Yeah, so he busts up the decibel meter and he's like, oh, I'm not registering anything for Joe. So that's not embarrassing.
Yeah, it would
have
registered zero anyway because no one clapped for you.
Like a virgin, not touched for the very first time.
Oh, man, poor Joe.
Are you saying Bob Ross is a virgin? Because I'm telling you right now, that guy knew how to work his paintbrush. He was not a virgin.
Oh, I don't think Bob Ross was a virgin, no.
He slayed the chicks. No, I'm saying you as Bob Ross. Now that is a virgin.
So I just wanted to throw it out there. I would like to welcome you to the show, Producer Porkchop. But right now, you know.
He's on thin ice.
Kind of, for me at least, yeah.
You know what would have been smart?
What?
Since there was a $100 prize, if we worked out a deal. If you're like, hey, Porkchop, get your decibel reader out and just say I won. Then I could have gotten half of the prize.
Yeah, hey.
Split it.
Way to plan ahead. There we go. Producer Porkchop, everybody.
Joe is just a sore loser. If you've learned anything about Joe on this show, that's it.
1,000% I'll agree with that.
Yeah.
Love
and I've
you,
only
Joe.
Been here 3 days.
Roasted.